Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa, but before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello, and welcome back to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Now, coming up in today's bite-sized episode is this.
And we now have pineapples all over the house, and I don't even like pineapples. Well, I know, Adam, and that's why I buy them for you, and I'd like you to leave me alone.
Okay, so let's kick this episode off the only way you should kick an episode off, and that is with a conundrum. Are we ready, boys?
Yeah.
If you've got a conundrum, you come to Colson. I like that. That's a bit aggressive.
I like that.
This week's conundrum, it comes from Adam. And Adam says, boys, I love the podcast and I've got a conundrum that I need your expertise on. Well, do not worry, Adam, because you have come to the right men. The first time I met my wife's parents, to lighten the mood, I did a would you rather.
Oh, did you? Lighten the mood? But why was the mood so bad?
Would you rather have a head like a watermelon or a head like a pineapple?
We've done that one, haven't we?
Have we? Did we?
My mother-in-law finds it so funny that now every time she buys me pineapple-themed things as a present, it's been 6 years and we have pineapples all over the house. I don't even like pineapples. How do I tell her that the joke is over? Or do I just sit and accept it for every birthday and every Christmas for the rest of my life?
I think Adam's fucked up.
Yeah, Adam's fucked up.
Because I think the would you rather is, would you rather have a head like a watermelon or a head like a grape?
I don't think he's making reference to one that we made. He's just
I think his would you rather is shit. I think it's either a big head or a tiny head. And that's what
your
we
pineapple
did.
Spiky. But it is but head shaped.
Pineapple's not odd. It's not that odd.
That is true.
Watermelon's massive. Grape is tiny.
Okay.
But would you rather have a watermelon in a head or is a grape as a head?
I know that you're an expert on would you rathers, but that's not why Adam's in touch.
I know that's not why he's up, but I'm just saying, Adam.
Well, they obviously picked pineapple, didn't they? And I know what they're thinking. They're thinking that the little stalks out the pineapple, the green bit, that's the hair.
Right. I personally think you'd never confront this.
I'd have to say, if she does it again, I'd go, look, you're not fucking funny.
Oh, you sure you don't have to buy me anything.
Can you stop with this shit? It's a gag we did fucking years ago.
Yeah.
Get some new jokes.
Would you rather have a gag you can never forget or a mother-in-law who just fucks off?
I think the problem is here that you can't offend your mother-in-law.
Do you know what, though? We're thinking that the mother-in-law is playing a straight bat here. I don't think she is. I think she's taken the piss out of him. I think she's gone, oh, okay, line the mood with the would you rather. Let's see how far you can take it. I'm pineappling you all
for the rest
time.
Of your life.
I'm chunks. I'm throwing the but chunks at
do you.
You.
Not think...
I'm buying your pineapple pillow.
No,
pineapple
no, offense,
car,
no offense to Adam.
Pineapple phone.
Does he? Pineapple he must not have.
yeah, you're having everything pineapple. You'll wake up sleeping in a pineapple.
He must
pineapple
not have
pillow.
Much going for his personality if the only thing she can think of is pineapple related gift.
Do you know what?
Maybe you need to tell her what you want.
Do you know what,
gift.
Adam? I'm going to be really honest here. I think she's trying to get you off the team. I think she's had enough.
I think what you need to do, Adam, it's not one of the options that you've given us. I think you need to accept it, but you need to probably say to my mother-in-law, you don't have to buy me presents.
I'd spell it out.
I'd say, don't worry about getting me a present, because she clearly can't think of what to buy you, and that's why she's buying you gag gifts, because gag gifts are when you can't think of anything
to buy
anyone.
She doesn't like him. He says, it's been 6 years, and we now have pineapples all over the house, and I don't even like pineapples. Well, I know, Adam, and that's why I buy them for you, and I'd like you to leave me alone.
And my daughter.
So would you rather go away...
Yeah.
Or have pineapples for the rest of your life. That's
we
what
had a
did,
pineapple candle. Do you remember a pineapple candle?
Yeah, you bought them.
At the flat?
Yeah.
I think you bought them when I lived with you as well.
Did they smell? I don't remember them
no,
smelling.
They
no,
no,
didn't.
They had no smell.
In the shape of
I
the
love
pineapple.
Pineapple.
I love
you
pineapple.
Love pineapple. You have yeah. it every day.
Yeah, I love pineapple. Everyone yeah. loves a bit of pineapple.
Yeah.
Do you know what else people love, Ben?
Yeah.
Apparently people love top fives.
Well, we've got a break from... the norm here, because it's not my top five.
I thought one today at work. I don't know if we've actually had it before.
I don't know.
You don't think we have?
No, we've had characters you want to be your best friend.
This yeah. is top five
yep.
animation crushes. Yep.
The woman behind the counter in Monsters, Inc.
What?
Always screaming Wazowski.
I'm watching
you.
What's she called?
Roz.
No, it isn't her, obviously.
I remember Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
Fit.
Interesting. The lion from Lion King.
Ooh, which one? Awkward. Nala?
Awkward. A lion?
I remember Helen Flanagan actually thinking I called my daughter Nala after the Lion King. I love the name. She went, from the Lion King, and I went, what, Simba? And she went, no,
I've got a son, I've called him Simba.
Yeah, yeah. She went, Nyla from the Lion. I went,
to be fair, that's
I went, oh, it's close, it's Nala from the Lion King, but
it's the sort of thing yeah. I'd do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So who's yours?
Mine was always Lara Croft.
She's not an animation.
She's not an animation
well,
in that.
Kinda.
That's rubbish.
Game graphics.
I'll give you one that's very Lara Croft-like.
Marge Simpson.
Ooh.
Left field.
Really?
Dirty.
Left field. Filth.
Kim Possible.
What's
who?
Who's that?
Kim Possible. Henry, do you know Kim Possible?
Wasn't she in school, though?
He was there.
You were, yeah.
So that's fine.
She was a secret agent.
Yeah. Don't make it weird.
No, yeah. Okay, we'll let that slide.
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica
Ooh,
Rabbit.
Hello.
That's
from
the
one,
floor.
Isn't it? Strong. Jessica Rabbit strong.
You're not being.
Marge no. Simpson.
Marge good.
So what are we doing?
Her from Futurama.
No.
Oh, yeah, I know who you
ben
mean.
Ben knows who I
yeah,
mean.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Ben knows
who so what we're going one, Jessica Rabbit.
I don't know who Jessica Rabbit is.
From Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Not watched it.
Not seen him.
Ariel from The Little Mermaid. Jasmine.
The Blue Porsche from Cars.
But then I suppose you could go down every Disney princess, couldn't you? Belle, Cinderella.
The Blue Porsche from Cars.
What do you mean, The Blue Porsche from Cars?
The Blue Porsche from Cars.
That's a crush.
Yeah.
Your crush is a Blue Porsche from Cars. Let's go to 1 to 5.
In at 5, yeah. Let's go...
I mean, we've only gone girls. And
let's go Kim
guys.
Possible at 5.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
I don't.
And then at 4, let's go Nyla.
What about Nyla? Nala. I've confused you. At 4, let's go Nala from The
yeah.
Lion King.
3.
What about Patty Mayonnaise from Doug? She was
What's
fit.
That?
Do you remember Doug? I've talked to you about this.
Oh,
Doug,
no, I don't remember Doug.
Patty Mayonnaise. Patty Mayonnaise fit.
You got Roger Rabbit in there.
But that's one. That's,
well, that's one.
Have you got Marge in there?
Two.
Is that two?
Three.
The mum from The Incredibles.
Yeah.
The mum from The Incredibles. Yeah. From the floor. Strong.
Elastic mum.
Elastigirl.
Might as well say fucking Jessie from Toy Story. Well, Bo Peep. She was fit.
Is that the maid?
She was always giving it guns as well, wasn't she, Bo Peep?
Like, what, in Toy Story?
Yeah, have you not seen her? Watch the original back. She's always like saying to Woody, why don't you come round? I'll get someone to watch the sheep.
Let's go Bo Peep then.
I go
We're
Bo
gone.
Peep.
That's it. You're fine. Very good.
Two
Marge, one Jessica Rabbit.
Very good.
That's the top five. No comebacks in the animation crushes. Ben,
yeah.
Have any of our animation crushes wrote into us to tell us why they listen to On the Sofa?
No. These are WhatsApps at the moment. Remember, just messages or voice notes, no phone calls, 2 a.m. till 4 a.m. Nick on WhatsApp. Hi, guys. Happy New Year. I have a question for all of you. If the writers at Corrie decided on a new storyline for your character that involved a major change of hairstyle, let's say a skinhead or a Mohican or shoulder length hair extensions, and it meant that you would have to keep this look outside of work for the whole of 2024, would you do it or would you refuse? Cheers. Keep up the good work, Nick.
You did have a skinhead, didn't you?
Yeah, I shaved half my head into a Mohican when they put the operation
scar
in.
I remember you having the scar on.
And then I had a skin for a year.
I remember.
So I've taken myself out of this question. I've done
Key Street,
it.
I've had
that.
Loads of hairstyles. Yeah, I'd do it. Fine.
I would.
Would you shave your head?
Yeah.
Both
I've,
of you?
I've shaved my head once for a part.
Yeah.
In fact, Lisa Riley played my mum.
Oh, really?
So I did a sitcom that was directed by Tony Dow, who was the director of Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, yeah.
And it was for the BBC, and we did a pilot episode, and it was hopefully going to run into a series. Lisa had just left Emmerdale.
Oh.
She played my mum.
Yeah.
And Eddie Marsden played
my
uncle.
Oh, was this that?
That's
yeah.
Right? And I had to have a skinhead.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, meant to be this naughty lad.
Yeah.
And I went to the barber's and I think I was about 9 or 10. And my mum was telling the barber what the skinhead was for. And she was saying, but we might have some visitors. And they went, what, coming here to the barber's today to take a picture? Thinking, and then she went, no, little visitors in his hair.
Oh, you
and
had
he went,
nits.
Oh,
Dickies.
I had nits.
You had nits.
And he just shaved all my hair.
Do you remember having nits? Do you remember having nits?
I used to get them all the time.
I got a nits once, I think.
Nitty Nora Dickie Explorer. And it spots all rushes
when
I was at school.
Get nits anymore?
You do, kids do.
But why don't we get nits?
I don't know when you're
really
old,
really, really clean hair with nothing on him, so no product or anything like that. And usually, I think,
and also kids are next to each other all the time playing
nits,
aren't they?
Yeah, I forget.
I've done the nit shampoo. Henry's got it to come. It's the nit shampoo, nit
with the
comb.
With the
need the comb.
And you used to look through the comb, and then your mum would go,
Oh, you've got riddled.
You've got
P.S. Him. Apologies. I also accidentally sent this message via text and called the number twice. That's what we like to hear, Nick. Adele, music teacher.
Oh,
and singer. Hey, guys, love the podcast. Think you're all brilliant. Jack, it's never too late to learn piano. I'm a music teacher. I'm a music teacher. And teacher.
Yes.
Shout if you need tips. Happy to help.
I don't need tips. I've got YouTube. Is what
That's
Jack
Adele.
I didn't say that.
Who's in Las Vegas. Magda O-ring. Jack's right. He's brought up wanting to learn the piano many times. And your mum sounds lovely, Coulson.
There you go. Jane.
Ooh. Great for you too.
Live
on Patreon. In the Social Network episode, is Coulson calling Mark Zuckerberg Mark Zuckerberg?
Zuckerberg.
What?
Yeah, you are. Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
You are. It's Zucker.
There's no L.
Zuckerberg.
No. Zuckerberg.
He can have an L if he wants an L. Don't care.
I don't think he does.
Oh. Might want one. Ask him.
Juliet then added, I came to the comments just for this. Yes, he does.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Nasty. It's nasty, that.
And here we go. It's Liam. Hello, I discovered your podcast about a year ago, and I can honestly say that I was hooked from the very first listen. Well done, Liam. I have since gone back and listened to most of your episodes. I think we need to listen to all. Only missing out the ones that cover the films I haven't watched and never been disappointed.
See, I think you're missing out films there like Papadopoulos and Sons. You're missing out.
No, he says he doesn't miss out. Is that right?
He'll listen if he's watched the films. So he's obviously getting through the films.
Then you'll be missing out on Big Guns. Big Eps, Monster House, Papadopoulos and Son, We Bought a Zoo.
As I'm sure is the case with most of your listeners, it's your effortless banter and complimentary personalities that make every episode as enjoyable as the last. Whilst on holiday with the family last summer, I even got everyone to listen, and they all loved the podcast as much as me.
Everyone to listen? Like what? They all sit around the table and
I think it was one of those Spotify jams where you listen.
That's why his numbers are so big in like Mongolia.
Massive. My mum is a long-time Coronation Street watcher, and now whenever I'm over at my parents' house, I'll ask if Craig, David or Nick have made an appearance recently. I'll even now happily watch an episode of Corrie just to see if you guys are popper. There we go.
Get in.
Winning both ways. As somebody who isn't your usual soap watcher, I assure you this is a big compliment. We're taking it, Liam.
Yeah, well,
I love hearing your general chats about the week. A particular highlight of mine include the pigeon trapped in boots fiasco.
Yeah.
The canal stalker that turned out to be Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Yeah,
and of course, any and all
animal encounters. Knew that was coming.
By this
point, not a single mention of what I do.
Nothing, no mention at all of any funny story from Coulson. He actually says that.
Yeah.
It's in brackets. By this point, it would feel wrong to sign off without reminding Ben that he's in fact brilliant. Well, thank you. And in true alliteration style, can I also say, I also think Coulson is charming.
There you go.
Charming. Mm.
And cheers, Jack William. Is just Jim Dandy.
Jim Dandy. Yeah.
And surprisingly, the word J aren't easy to pick from. Yeah, we understand that.
Yeah.
I hope you don't plan on stopping your podcast escapades anytime soon. Best wishes, Liam from Cheshire.
Good letter.
Very good. Liam. Strong.
That's a big, big note.
I was mad that last year that Chris Martin kept stalking us.
Yeah.
Wasn't it desperate
to be on the podcast.
Desperate.
If anyone knows Chris Martin...
Can we ask it? Just please just stop.
Please, because it's got awkward.
It's annoying. It annoys me.
Stop singing your songs, isn't it? Bjorky, you know what? We know what you do. We've seen you loads on the telly. Come on, just jog on. Tiff, I went on a Corrie tour for David Platt. Ah, they shared in hints about it online, so I booked it immediately. Ah. Jack was lovely, and I loved the photo I got with him.
There.
Yeah.
What?
So they must do a hint of who your star tourer is with. So at Corrie, you can do star tours.
Do they?
Where people, you go around the Corrie set, and you may get Craig, or you might get David.
Or Nick.
But you won't get Nick.
Nick.
He even offered to sign things for us, so I'm gutted I didn't take anything or have a Sharpie on me. Thanks again, Jack.
Don't mention it.
I think, I'm not just blowing up at the trumpet here of Corrie, I do think that's a very good tour.
No,
you,
it is.
You are never, ever going to see a set like that anywhere in the world.
Good.
So I think it is actually quite a good thing to do.
It's up there with Harry Potter World.
Yeah, it's good. Dave, here we go. Dave Willen, head of stats. The Social Network 2010.
Stat update.
IMDb rating 7.8. The first film you've done from 2010, overall rating 27, average 9. Only the 13th rating of 9 that Jack has given.
That was quite big.
Yeah. Only the 7th time you've all rated the film the same score, along with The Blues Brothers, Lemony Snicket, Shrek 2, Legally Blonde, 8 Mile and 12 Angry Men.
As if we all went the same on Lemony Snicket.
Oh, yeah. The 4th highest rated film of Coulson's choosing after Parasite, Grand Budapest Hotel and Coda.
Your 4th highest film?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Social Network was joint 26th overall, with a 27 score, putting it on par with Grease, The Worst Person in the World, Reservoir Dogs and 12 Angry Men.
It's in good company up there.
Very good.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know what? Dave Willen, brilliant on the stats.
He's good on the stats.
Saltburn, 2023. IMDb rating 7.1. Ben, 7. Same as The Karate Kid.
Hasn't that come out today?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's, as we're recording it, the episode came out today. He sent this morning.
Strong work. Ben, 7, same as The Karate Kid. Coulson, 9.5, same as the similar films, Cheaper by the Dozen and The Godfather. Jack.
Hang on. You give Cheaper by the Dozen the same rating as the Godfather. 9.5.
Fucking hell. Jack, 7.6, same as Rocky Horror and Titanic. Total, 24.1, yeah. Putting it on the same level as Top Gun Maverick. Two very different films. It's the 74th highest rated film that you've watched of the 173 films you've watched so far. We've watched 173 films. Coulson rated this the highest of all Ben's solo choices. Of all the 2023 releases you've reviewed, it's bang in the middle with Oppenheimer and Talk to Me beating it, but The Killer and Tetris being well below.
Yeah.
Dave, Tetris pants. Dave Strong. My brother watched Blackberry. He said it's good.
Is it about the phone?
Yeah.
He said it's good. Trailers. It's a film about that.
You seen anything about Francis Coppola's new film?
No, what's that?
Great cast. Adam Driver playing the lead.
Not Ferrari.
No. It's about, is it post-apocalyptic? Or is it, the cast looks unbelievable. There's only like a few pictures of it. It's been filmed in New York.
I like him, Adam Driver.
Yeah, he's very good.
Adam Driver, I mean, how old's Coppola?
God, he must be into his 80s.
He's paid for this film himself.
He can't get the money. He did say that.
Did he?
He can't generate the money in the same way. They want too many caveats on the film. So it's not the old school where you're going to give him the money and then you're going to get the film delivered. They want too many things. So he has to pick up, I think, his funding from all different places.
Ah, right. Okay.
Or fund it himself.
Yeah, I think he's paid for this himself, but the cast is, I think this would be good.
You'd want to do it.
I think it comes out in the middle of the year. Anyway, less of that crap. Would you rather?
And back on to some more crap, and it's would you rather. Would you rather want a colleague to fall in love with you or your boss to fall in love with you?
Ah, interesting.
Would you rather want a colleague to fall in love with you or your boss to fall in love with you?
Boss is an awkward one.
Boss can be tricky.
Boss can be tricky, but you may get a pay rise.
Can your boss still be your boss if you...
Well,
I met a guy at a charity do. Mm. You know those charity dos, those little schmoozy dos. Yeah. Sat on a table.
You love them.
Yeah, and you get chatting to them.
Heather
there.
Small?
No, different one. And this girl was, we were talking about how they were a couple.
Yeah.
They'd recently been together a couple of years, and she was saying how she started having a fling with the boss. The boss is next to her. But the people above him, like on the board, didn't like it that he was having a bit of a relationship with her, and they were like, you're either going to have to step down or end it with her. And he went, well, I'll step down.
Wow.
So he did. He left the company and went off with his new
romantic gesture,
which is fine.
Did he have a big job? Was it a big job?
Big fucking job, yeah.
Wow. I think boss is dangerous ground, isn't it?
Boss is dangerous ground, but it's that kind of exciting.
Exactly. I thought the whole thing was like...
The co-worker's exciting as well.
Yeah, but I thought the whole thing about work was that it all ended in tears and you were never meant to do it.
It can end in tears, but the boss, imagine.
I've gone there with a co-worker.
Oh, yeah, you have actually, yeah.
Yeah, you've gone there with the co-worker and that's worked out fine so far.
But she left.
But
you're not still...
Yeah,
how long were you actually co-workers?
It's a bit of a weird one because our paths, and we are co-workers technically, but we never actually really crossed because she was in the story office and I was
Boss because it's very, very awkward and I like that. I think the more awkward it is, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's a dangerous situation anyway at the best of times.
Great. I think it's great. Sleeping with a boss is great.
The boss. I think just for the sheer worry of the... I mean, ideally, I don't think you do either, do you? Because that's...
If it's going to end in tears, let it end in tears with a boss.
Yeah, let it go.
If it's going to go wrong,
big or go home. But I think either way, it's a tricky... But having said that, lots of people must meet at work.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
They must do. Teachers definitely meet, don't they?
Most people meet at work.
I remember as a kid in primary school seeing the teacher, and I remember the names, but I won't reveal their names.
I remember mine.
Mr. and Mrs. separate names. I saw them kissing at the back of our window. And I was,
I remember Miss Donaldson and Mrs. Mrs. Donaldson and Mr. Page.
It's Miss Richardson and Mr. Turner. and I saw him kissing, and my head fell off.
I remember going into school and being like,
and you told them, and you never failed an
exam. This was in primary school, so this was like year three, year five. I used to be like, Donaldson and Paige sitting in a tree.
They got
married. So did mine.
Well, there we go. Happy
all
ever
down
after.
To yeah. me, Mr. Matchmaker.
Mr. Maggie, with a slight hint of menace about it, your matchmaking skills. Yeah. Oh, down to me. Oh, and now they're happy.
That fucking kid that looks like Henry VIII. Yeah, that kid
who plays Craig. Yeah. Got us together.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He's really fucking annoying.
He kept singing that song.
Anyway, we're back on Thursday, and on Thursday, we're talking all things Full Me Once. Is that what it's called? Please join us.
Please do.
Hopefully, I will be more awake than I was on last Thursday's episode.
I don't know.
You always say that, but then
you've never been massively awake.
I know. We do this and back, and it's fine. But the last one was bad. Basic was a tough slog for me.
Sometimes we've gone through these monthly periods where you can just yawn it through.
It feels like at times I'm walking uphill on a treadmill.
Maybe you've got that little SADS disease. You know about
too dark outside.
January. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Anyway.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.